5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How you doing, Kyle?
Everybody. I am doing well. I'm doing well. You know, it's been a long week, but here we are.
It's been a long week. You know, obviously, I knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. How was it watching it back? Was it emotional? Did the edit, do you feel like, captured what you remember from out there?
You know, I think entirely, I think the edit did a great job. Like, it captured most of my experience. The challenge was obviously a little bit different than I think you saw it in real time. Obviously, yeah. I'd gotten up the wall myself with Q earlier. And then came back down, and what you saw was actually, you know, I helped get other people up again, and then I actually tore my Achilles on the third go once the wall was covered in mud. So that was like a little trippy to watch back, but I also understand why it had to be like edited that way. Like, there's only so much time. Yep. So, you know, but like from the entire experience, and just like I think the show did a good job of capturing how I was playing and what it was like for me to kind of deal with that injury.
Yeah, Kyle, listen, you're a winner. You just won a week before. You come in, it looks like you're making inroads. People like you. People want to work with you. That must also hurt because you were in such, seemingly from us, in a good spot. Is that how you felt out there?
Yeah, you know, I did. I really felt like I was in a great spot. I had made tons of relationships. I was like playing the game hard because I knew that like, because I just won, because these people had literally just saw me win a week earlier. You know, I had to play hard. I couldn't be passive. And there's risk in that, right? But I was willing to take that risk. But the thing that I could do to limit that risk was socially build relationships first, which I talked about in my confessional. And I think that it ultimately allowed me to put myself in a great position. And the thing is, I had a lot of things going on, but I needed a partner. And Genevieve, I think, was doing a really awesome job of allowing us to both manage these narratives. And then when she found that idol to solidify it, Sharon, I was like, one, I know Genevieve's 100% with me now because she's just shown me this important piece of information.
Exactly.
But two, I know about Q's lost vote. I know about Colby's lost vote. Like, I got all the information. I'm in alliances with everybody. It was going well. But what are you going to do?
I know. I was so, like, devastated. We were all watching you. How much, I don't know. Like, for me watching it, I was like, Kyle knew. Like, did you know when you got injured that it was bad? Or were you hoping, okay, actually, maybe it'll be okay?
A little bit of both. I knew when it happened. I mean, looking down at my foot, and you could even see in the show, my shoe was blown out. Like, the sole was blown out of my shoe. But like, when I went to go back for that third attempt, my leg crumbled, and I'd never felt anything like that before in my life. And then I heard Q yell, Kyle, I think you broke your foot. And I was like, oh my goodness. I looked down and my foot was just dangling off to the right. And I tried to hobble back over to the wall. I think they like showed part of it to like be like, yo, one of y'all needs to come down now. And Jeff was like, no, we need to, like, you need to tell me if we can stop. And so we stopped. So I knew that something was wrong just by the function of how my body responded to that. At the same time, like, I had that childlike sort of hope that, like, maybe something magical would happen and it would get better, or we could tape it up and I'd have to deal with the pain, but it wouldn't be, you know, I use the term irreparable harm. Yep. Like, it wouldn't be a situation like that.
Yeah. Was there anything that we didn't, like, how was it back at camp? Were you trying to stay in the shelter? Were you walking around? How was it?
Yeah, my tribe mates were trying to get me to like stop doing things, but I was trying my hardest to like show people, both my tribe mates and production, that like I got this. Like, I'm good, guys. So like, you know, when we first got back in the mud, we have to wash each other off and or wash ourselves off in the ocean. And like, I couldn't walk in the sand. That was the one thing that for sure couldn't happen because it's so uneven. So I would keep collapsing. But then going into the ocean, like I couldn't grip anything, so I was getting washed away in the ocean trying to wipe the mud off, which is terrible. And I like was trying to do it nonchalantly, like in the shallow end, while everybody was else was down there. But I would sit down in the camp when needed. Like I would go and get water chats with people and do things like that. And then I just kind of like tried to set it up like a Boston Rob situation, like have people come to me. And it wouldn't, I don't know if it would have lasted, but I was doing the most out there to try and show that I could stay.
Yeah. Oh, how are you reading the tribe dynamics? Had your, I mean, your tribe is very strong. Maybe you wouldn't have gone to tribal council, but like, who did you feel like was sort of on the bottom?
So it's tough because we were a really cohesive tribe and we all liked each other. There wasn't like any beef. Even that Colby Rizzo thing, like that got amended, like, amended very quickly. That said, I think that Aubrey and Genevieve had this thing, and I didn't quite understand it until I watched it back, but Aubrey had even thrown Genevieve's name out, and Genevieve was obviously aware of that. I was aware of that. Other people on the beach were aware of that. And I was close with Aubrey, like personally, same with Angelina, but I felt like they were playing sort of a separate game. But then Angelina and I were really connecting, and then Angelina asked if I wanted to play with her, and we were essentially, she was like, I'll be your number one. And then I was like, okay. So at this point, Aubrey's the one person who hasn't like affirmatively sort of said to me, like, let's do something. And so that's where I was trending. I think Genevieve was trending that way. I think that the other group would have been comfortable with that as well. Because I mean, but we all got along, and like, in Survivor, you kind of try to do that thing which they showed on like the Sela tribe. Like, we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to talk about it. But like, we were talking about it, but like, not in that much detail. But it was sort of trending towards Aubrey.
Yeah. When you saw your tribe, what did you think? Were you happy? Were you like, who did, I'm trying to remember who you wanted to work with early. I'm obviously Camille and Joe weren't on your tribe, so that must have been
Yeah,
great.
thank God. I was. From a physical perspective, I was actually super excited. I knew Stephanie would be like an absolute weapon for us just because of her size and also like the different things that we could put her in. Aubrey, I remembered as sort of being like a utility tool sort of player. And I thought with Genevieve, we'd be good on the puzzles. I thought Angelina also, from what I remember, could do puzzles. So I felt like in a Colby, a Q and I, like, although like in different seasons, I think maybe we've unperformed a little bit based off of like our physical statures. I was like, oh, we got this. Like we got the most muscle out of all three tribes. And so I was excited physically. Socially, I'll be honest, although it went well for me socially, I was extremely nervous because I didn't know where I would fit in. I was worried about Rizzo. I think out of the two, Savannah and Rizzo, I probably wanted Savannah on my tribe to start pregame. Of course, now that I know Rizzo and got to see him on the beach, I love Rizzo, so I'm glad that it shook out that way. Socially, I was actually very scared when I first saw my tribe. I didn't know if they'd be receptive to me. I didn't know where I would fit in. And it turns out I was just wrong. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people were scared of Genevieve going into the game. She was like your number one. Talk to me about Genevieve and were you expecting to work with her?
I wanted to work with her. I don't know if I was expecting to work with her because I didn't know if she would want to work with me. And so, it's funny, my plan when I saw Genevieve was on my tribe was to approach her very sort of softly. I think there's even in that little micro interaction you saw, I think I said the words like, I think stuff is starting to happen here. And that's me kind of trying to be like, hey, how you doing? And Genevieve goes, I want to play with you. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you said that. Cause like now we don't have to, we can cut through the bullshit and now we can start playing this game. Because like I said, I knew I need to get good with a lot of people. Because if a swap happens, something crazy happens, the way this thing is trending, I don't know what the fans are voting. You need to have relationships when a swap or a merge happens. So people not only are with you, but they can start saying good things to the other people that they're connected with from their previous seasons. But when you play with a bunch of people, all it takes is one sentence, one slip up, one thing to go wrong, for all those things to fall apart. It'd be like, hey, Kyle was actually talking with me and Angelina and Aubrey is like, so your lines fall apart. So you need someone to manage those narratives. And I knew I needed somebody like Genevieve who has all the tools to play Survivor, smart, charming, good at challenges, right? Like can like we can do things softly and persuade people softly, just like Camilla and I did. So I knew I needed her if I wanted to play the type of game that I wanted to play. So once that sort of got unlocked, it's like all of a sudden all the new video game characters were unlocked, and I'm like, we can play this way because we got our extra moves.
Talk to me about any watching the episode. Was there any conversations that surprised you? Anything you weren't aware of that's whether it was on your tribe or the other tribes?
When Q came back from the exile, I think he actually told us that coach was in that agreement as well. And it might be that I don't know what the edit showed that coach is in that agreement. So that was so funny, like hearing that from Q and then like watching that back. But like it looked like coach didn't agree. So I, the jury's still out there. I can't wait for that exit press from them whenever they get out or whatever, whoever. But then the Aubrey Genevieve thing. So like the Aubrey was like, everybody was wary of her, but I didn't quite get it. I was wary of her, but I didn't get quite why everyone else had picked up on it. And then the Aubrey Genevieve conversation sort of anchors to me why things were playing out the way on a try they were. Because Genevieve had explained that to me, and Aubrey had even thrown Genevieve's name out, but I didn't quite understand the severity of that conversation.
Well, even when I was watching it, I was like, wait, what's the disconnect here? I couldn't understand what it was. Like, they're just... Very, are they similar players? Are they like, I didn't understand. It was just awkward. It seemed like,
yeah, it was just, and that's the thing when that's how Survivor is, right? Like people can have interactions like that, which you're not a part of at all. But then somebody comes back to you and you're trying to pick up the pieces. Is Genevieve lying to me? Is there something I'm missing? Why is everybody acting this way? And like that, I think that's a great representation actually of how Survivor plays out and how it can throw off things in the game unexpectedly just by like one awkward micro interaction.
Yeah, it was interesting. Was anyone idol hunting out there?
Obviously Genevieve and Stephanie.
Stephanie.
I don't know if Rizzo was. I thought maybe he was, but I couldn't tell you. I think he actually told me eventually when we started to work together that he maybe wasn't. I have my eyes out. Like the way that I idol hunt is like, if I have unadulterated time, then I'll go off with like one or two people. But like my idol hunt, kind of like the Rick Devin strategy where you're talking with somebody, but you're looking. And so I was looking pretty hard, but honestly, like with me, I need my threat level at a zero. So like if somebody sees me looking for this thing, I'm cooked. So I really was kind of just trying to play the social strategic game and then hope that like something, the Genevieve thing happens for me and I can just get the information. But I mean, people were definitely looking.
Yeah. It seemed like everyone clocked that Savannah was another winner. Had you heard the same thing, and were you, did that play into your strategy at all in terms of like winners being there?
Yeah, you know, you had to think that when Savannah wasn't on my tribe and Rizzo was on my tribe, initially, like when I saw the colors at first, I'm like, okay, clearly, most likely Savannah has won. And then Rizzo, in the same way Savannah kind of cleared the air, Rizzo cleared the air with us and said, hey, I lost in fire. Savannah won. But he didn't tell us how close they were. But like, I just wasn't thinking about that, to be honest with you, because I'm like, if both of them somehow make it far into the game, then like everybody screwed up.
That's true.
So, you know, jury's still out on that. But, you know, I assumed that Savannah was a winner and Rizzo confirmed it very quickly. You kind of, on these returning seasons, you kind of have these moments where everybody gets together and we say, okay, let's clear the air. Because people wanted to talk about my season too. And
yeah,
so I had
just
to,
happened.
Like, you know, had to kind of go on the defensive.
Yep. I know you got to run, but it's weird, Kyle. I feel like you won. Okay, that chapter is closed. You won the show. But now I kind of feel like it's a little unfinished because you left. Is Survivor something you're closing the door on, or are you keeping it open?
Yeah, you know, my wife and I are expecting a little girl here in like 2.5 months. And so like my mind is on that like entirely right now. Like I can never say close the door because I just have too much respect for the game. And honestly, like what Jeff and that team and this game and everyone else who I've encountered because of it have done in my life, like I could never say that or disrespect the game. Like if they call me up in a couple of years, like of course I would love to come back up. Like, I mean, this has been the best stretch of my life. And a lot of that revolves around Survivor. It's a part of me now. So, you know, it's really tough to say. Not in the immediate future, I don't think.
No.
But I would come back. I would come back eventually one day, I'm sure. If they gave me that chance, you know, I would say yes, I'm sure.
Okay. I would love to see it, Kyle. But yeah, it was great getting to know you, and good luck with the baby and everything. That's very exciting. And yeah, well, hopefully we'll talk soon.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Sharon. I always
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on all Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big.